Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Happy December, everyone. It's December. Can we take a vow of silence for November? Because I don't even think November happened. Did it actually happen? It must have happened. It was Halloween, then all of a sudden Christmas vomited everywhere, and now it's December. It's just craziness to me. And here's another solo episode for you guys. You got three in a row, which is really awesome. And I love that because I love sharing more of myself as much as I love having conversations with people that I interview and have a dialogue about what we're talking about, what's going up, coming up for them. I also just love sharing my story, what I've learned, and teach you guys. And this week was supposed to be all about intentions and setting intentions and what that looks like, what your word for 2020 is going to be, and how to manifest that, how to discover what it is, and it's not. Because today is all about self-care. And this came about because I've been having many conversations with people about self-care in different forms, like setting boundary lines, having conversations, taking a minute just to be. And I was listening to a podcast that is launching this week, and we talked about self-care there. And I did a podcast interview earlier today, and we were talking about self-care there. And then this weekend, I saw a post about what self-care really is. And that got shared around all of social media. And I'm like, all right, I was going to have one about self-care and save that for like the New Year time schedule. But apparently the universe is saying, nope, you get to speak about it now. So I am. And I noticed that self-care, the definition of it, has changed since it first came mainstream. Even to this day, like the past 3 months, I've noticed since it's been coming up in conversations and this Facebook post that I saw talking about what self-care actually is. And traditionally, we thought self-care was about feeling good, doing the things that made you feel good. So getting a massage, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, going to the store and shop, going to that concert or taking that trip, or, you know, reaching out to that friend who you haven't talked to in a while, or going out with friends. And yes, that is self-care, but there has become a moment in the shift where you do these things. You're chasing the feeling of feeling good. And you're doing these things as an act of avoidance of what you should actually be doing to show you some love, and that would be actual self-care. So the definition that I've seen changed is really self-care is doing the things, or the one thing that you don't want to do but will allow you to breathe easier after it's done. You'll feel freer. You'll feel like a weight is lifted off your shoulders, but you're avoiding doing that one thing because you don't want to be uncomfortable. And can we get real for a minute? No one likes being uncomfortable. No one does. If they say they do, call them crazy and be like, no, you don't actually like being uncomfortable. You just like the reward that being uncomfortable gives you. Because there's always a give and take, a cause and effect. So there's a reward for getting uncomfortable. And a lot of times, like if it's goal setting, you have to get uncomfortable to level up, to be able to create the capacity, clear the space to manifest that goal into your life. But you have to do the work, and doing the work can be uncomfortable a lot of times. And that's why people don't always do it. It's the same thing about, like, you know, if everyone wanted to, if getting into law school was easy, everyone would do it. If making a podcast was easy, everyone would do it. Or marketing that podcast was easy, everyone would do it. And getting guests on there, everyone would do it. And, you know, making a priority for these things. But when you're doing all these things, you have to get uncomfortable. And so the post that really hit home for me, I'll paraphrase it here. The basic concept is about doing the things that you've been avoiding that make you feel uncomfortable. So if you've been so busy this holiday season and you've had laundry pile up that you haven't done for 3 weeks, doing laundry is self-care. If you have dishes in the sink since Thanksgiving dinner, doing dishes is self-care. If you haven't had that conversation with that person you keep thinking about having that conversation with, or you have that mental conversation with them, and but you don't actually have it with them, having that conversation is self-care. And doing the things that we avoid doing first allow us to be present in the moment and the things that actually make us feel good and we enjoy. So getting a massage, for example, back in non-existent November 2019, I got a massage, and for the first time ever, I realized what it meant to be present, to show myself some love, and give myself permission to feel the massage, be present in the moment, and not think about the to-do list I had in the back of my brain, or what I should be doing, or what I should be spending the money on instead, or what I need to be doing or have to be doing, or whatever it may be, because I'm going through a life transition right now, guys. But that massage has changed my whole perspective on self-care. Besides giving myself permission to be present in the moment, I also prepped myself and took care of 90% of the things that would take me out of the present moment when I was getting massage. So I did the uncomfortable things, pay my bills, you know, talk to that person, you know, schedule it, make time for it, room for it, whatever, creating capacity so I could be present in that moment. But then it hit even harder when I saw this post about doing the things that you're avoiding are self-care, because how many of us have been putting off making a career change or having a conversation with our boss or getting a mentor or having a conversation with a friend? Or maybe you're dating someone and you know it's not right, and it's having that uncomfortable conversation about how you want to take a break, or that you don't want to take a break, that you love the person but they're not your person, and you care for them but you need to break up and move on with your lives, despite it being Christmas, or if their birthday's coming up, or whatever it may be, because there's always going to be a thing that's going to make you feel shitty about breaking up with someone, which is an interesting tangent, probably because I did a period of time of divorce work, and a lot of divorces happen after Christmas because people want to not face the family during that time and say that you're not together, which I understand, but it also puts a band-aid on things, because there also have been people who've waited to break up until after a thing, so, or like event. So you dampen that event either way. But I'm of the philosophy, don't give them a present and then say bye. That feels worse than not getting a present and being said bye to before like Christmas. But I digress on that one. But it's really just doing that hard thing, that thing you've been avoiding. And going back to the breakup situation, You're going to go through Christmas thinking you're like, oh, you're a fraud, that you're a horrible person, and you're going to make it even worse in your head because you're being disingenuous. You're not being real with this person, and people can feel energy. They can feel it. They can know when something is off. They can feel it coming. So just do yourself a favor and have that conversation. But that's really what self-care is doing that one thing you have been avoiding. Sure, we all have to-do lists. There could be five things, but out of those five things, there would be one thing that would make your life better. One thing. And to figure out what that one thing is close your eyes, take a deep breath in and exhale like five times. Get in your body and ask yourself what the one thing would be and let your intuition guide you. So whatever the first thing that comes to mind, that's the one thing, and you better go do it. Do that one thing. Now, maybe it's not the five things that you listed off. Maybe something completely different. Then go do it. It is creating anxiety and mental anguish and taking up your energy and is draining you. So just go freaking do it. And I learned this tip during the bar. So I was getting coached during the bar exam when I took it the second time. And my coach goes, okay, what is one thing today that would make you feel better? And look, I had a laundry list. It was, oh, study 15 questions or 20, like 50 questions of the MBE and then review civil procedure outline and do this and do that. And then, but actually the one thing was, you know what? I need to work on my timing and I'd really want to do one essay to time it down. And I did the essay and whatever that essay looked like for me. And I scheduled time to do it, and everything else I did afterward was gravy. Sometimes I did not do anything else besides that thing. Even though, say, the bar exam was like 5 days away, I could have studied more, I could have read more essays, but really the one thing that day I needed to get done was to take a practice essay. And then I felt better because I got my timing down. And then I moved on and I didn't worry about the fact that I should have been reviewing my notes and memorizing again and again and again. I mean, taking the bar exam is a whole nother mental anguish. But the point being is I asked myself what that one thing was and I did it. And when I told her what the one thing is, it felt like my chest would expand and I would breathe easier and being like, huh, the weight is lifted. So that is the one thing you get to do today, this holiday season, so that you're present and showing yourself some self-care. Now, it could actually be getting a massage and taking care of you. It doesn't have to be having the hard conversations or getting an idea of what your finances are right now, or going for another job, or having, again, I keep coming back to a conversation because family, holidays, friends, we're around each other a lot more, so we get triggered more. So therefore, there are sometimes, you know, there's been conversations that you've been wanting to have, but you haven't had. Well, you get to be brave enough to have those, especially if you're wanting to heal a relationship. And sometimes that requires one party to be brave and vulnerable first. And that is a form of self-care. Like, you could have this conversation. You be vulnerable with this person, tell them what's up, or how you're feeling, where you're coming from. And it could fall flat on its face. But the sheer fact that you had the conversation freeze everything for you because you're not thinking about having the conversation. You're not thinking about contacting that person to have that conversation. You're not thinking about when will this person call, when will this person text. You're not even thinking about, oh shit, what will I say when I run into them? It's because you've taken the time to have the conversation and scheduling it in. I know sometimes with me, if there is a conversation that I want to have with a person, I'll text them and be like, hey, can you make some time? for me on this day so we can have a conversation. Or if it needs to be that day, I'd be like, hey, can you let me know when you can make some time for us to have a conversation? And just by doing that alone frees so much. It's weird. It's kind of like, oh, I don't really need to have this conversation. Because I told the person I want to have this conversation, and I'm good. I'm over it. Because the scary thing was asking to have the conversation. That was the whole thing I was afraid of. I know, ridiculousness. But I still have those conversations because I don't want to leave that person hanging. Because there was a reason I reached out to that person. Why I wanted to have a conversation for them. Why I wanted to heal our relationship. What was coming up for me that I needed to take that first step and be vulnerable and be like, hey, this is what's up. You may have not have realized it, but this is what's going on for me. I just wanted to clear the space so that way our relationship can move forward and I don't feel blocked on it and I don't feel awkward for doing so. And that's a form of self-care. I mean, self-care is, I'm going to sound like a freaking broken record on this one, but it's really doing that one thing. And every day I ask myself, especially over the past few months, what is the one thing I need to do today? Just the one thing to feel accomplished, to feel like I'm moving the needle forward, whatever it may be, and everything is gravy. And then I do that one thing. And some days I have that momentum and I continue doing more than the one things. And then other days, all I had was the energy just to do that one thing. And either way, it's pushed me forward. It's moved me forward. It's shown me self-care. I've become more aware of where I'm at, what my mental state is, what I'm actually needing, and getting ready for 2020. And my birthday's coming up, and then, you know, having 2020 be the year I chase 30, because that's when I turn 30, and just taking the time now to create the capacity, figure out that what that looks like for me, what I'm wanting to create in 2020, and taking self-care and planning that out and being like, okay, what's the next best step for me to do? Not the next best 20, the next best step, and do that thing instead of avoiding it, because avoiding it just creates so much more mental anguish and energy that none of us have time for. So for this holiday season, and showing yourself some self-care, what is that one thing you need to do that you've been avoiding? And go do it. Don't wait. If you can't, and if you can, don't wait. I mean, some things, yes, maybe, like, for example, if you're taking the bar exam, you can't. The bar exam's only offered twice a year, some once a year and once a day. Okay, you have no control of it. But maybe it's signing up for the class to study for it or knowing what your schedule is so you're aware and can hit the ground running when it's time to study for it. And that's just an example. It doesn't have to be a test. It could be something else that's like out of your control of timing-wise, but there is still stuff that you can do to take care of your mental anguish. So if you have an event coming up and you're worried about that event, what is something that you can do today that makes you feel like you're progressing towards that event, getting stronger towards it or building up the momentum? I know with me, sometimes the podcast, like, all right, today I need to reach out to 5 different women I would like to have on the podcast and go from there. And that's a form of self-care, and then work my day around that and make sure I get it done. So guys, ladies, peeps, whoever, I know, awkward moments, I'm full of them and I love it because that's who I am. I don't want to censor myself for you guys at all. Because I just really want to be real, vulnerable, and raw. But it's a whole point. Like, I had a conversation, and this is my form of self-care, is communicating what I've learned and letting people know that they're not alone and doing this. And the person I interviewed with, I'm so excited to share that interview because we talk about it all. We talk about vulnerability and self-care. And I just really was just hitting home about like doing the one thing that scares you and trusting yourself that you have the capacity to do it and overcome whatever the outcome is, whatever the consequence is. So with that, Go do the one thing. Go schedule the one thing. Let me know what that one thing is and how you felt when you did it and completed it. I bet you breathe easier no matter what it is or how hard it is or that it's not as big as what you thought it would be. I mean, you have survived all of your worst days. I know that quote is so cliche, but it's so true. You have survived all your worst days and you will survive all the worst days that are coming to you. You will, because you're just a powerful SF and a badass and you have what it takes. I mean, you are brave. Always have been, always will be. So go be brave. Take that first step. Be vulnerable with yourself, with that person, whoever it may be, whatever that one thing is that is taking your mental anguish away, because that is a self-care. Show yourself some love. Do the hard thing first. Breathe easier and be present. Your presence is your power. So don't let anything take that away from you. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.